Now, apart from seeing, if it is also combined with hearing, then your knowledge of the objects become even greater. For seeing, the objects have to be nearer to you, but for hearing, objects can be even far off, and yet you can catch hold of by hearing. So hearing and seeing are the two fundamental powers of the illumined mind. Lila and Saraswati, when you put them together, Drishti and Shruti, these are the special words of the Veda, that you see and you hear, Drishti and Shruti. So when you enter into illumined mind, the objects of your knowledge are so multiple, millions and millions of things you can see and hear and cognize them, and your capacity to act then becomes multifold. All our activities are today governed by our knowledge of the mental mind, by the ideative power. But if you can develop further and develop millions of eyes, millions of ears, then the capacity of action will be quite different, which we can't imagine now. What kind of poetry can you write with this kind of consciousness? If with two eyes and two ears we can write this beautiful poetry like Shakespeare and Shelley and so on, what kind of poetry can you write if that kind of consciousness is there? But now if you add touch to it, you add sight, you add hearing, now you add touch, your knowledge of things becomes so intimate, because both sight and hearing keep the object still far off from you to some extent. But when you touch an object, there is a greater sense of position and identity. So the whole object, the whole universe is known by your touching it. No doubt remains at all when you really touch a thing and see, look, I have touched it myself. So you multiply this capacity millionfold and you get the power of intuition. That is the intuitive mind.
Sarama.
Pardon?
Sarama.
No, this is the intuition is Sarama. Sarama. Correct. This is the Sarama.
Hearing
is Saraswati. Illumined mind has both these powers. But in the intuition, Saraswati, Ila and Sarama, all of them are together. It's not as if when you reach there the lower powers are cancelled. They become even more intensified. And then supposing you have one huge eye, one eye, in the whole sky, what will be the capacity of your perception? One eye, this is the description given by Veda of Vishnu. Vishnu is an eye spread out on the whole sky. It's not Sahasraksha, but one single eye spread over the whole sky. That's the overmental vision of things. But even that is a global eye which can see whatever is seen. But you have, supposing you have one eye covering not only this sky, upper sky, but also the lower sky. We see the sky, only upper sky, and therefore all that is below the sky can be seen by it. But supposing sky is all over, even America also has got a sky, although it is downward. Supposing there is a sky, there is an eye, which covers all, entirety, that is supermind. The eye of the sky, which is seeing from above, is a global vision. But the vision of supermind is a total vision, not only global, but total vision. Everything is integrated. Now, this consciousness, Vedic rishis discovered, already exists. It's not to be manufactured. Already exists. And in the evolutionary process, it is pressing downwards. Therefore, although we may not be aware of the pressing of this higher consciousness upon us, is already doing it. Therefore, in the evolutionary process, while we are pushing ourselves from below upwards, there is also a movement from above downwards. It is by the combined movement of these two things that our evolution can be made rapid. It is this process that Sri Aurobindo describes in the whole chapter. All that I have told you now is a short introduction to all that is said in this chapter. So now I will request you to read at least the next 5 or 10 pages according to your time, and then we shall meet again. Alright? Daksha is the power of discrimination. It is also in the intuitive consciousness. When you touch, you can distinguish one from the other much more easily by touching.
Power of discrimination.
All these are intelligence.
The eye, the ear, the touch.
Yes.
Discrimination and everything put together.
No, actually even the eye, ear also can discriminate. Even eyes can discriminate, touch also can discriminate. It's a power by itself. It is not as if intelligence alone has discrimination. No. All these are powers of intelligence. Discrimination is also a power of intelligence. Although ordinarily, in our human being, it is a power of discrimination which is regarded as a power of intelligence. In our human mentality. But when we come to this point, then we find that all these powers are powers of intelligence.
Daksha is not the power of global vision.
Power of?
One eye. That is not Daksha.
Not Daksha. Daksha is always this power of discrimination. It distinguishes one from the other